We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
How much fucking attention do you need? And this is coming from a woman with a podcast. What's up, guys? Welcome to Goofy Cunt Nation. My name is Hannah Dickinson. I'm here with Skylar Corby.
Hello. How are you?
Living the dream.
I mean, yeah.
Oh, my God. So I went to a class with a mutual friend we have. And I don't even want to blow up her spot because what I'm about to tell you is potentially cancelable.
Right.
So as
glad
long
to be here.
Let's as long as we're recording. So she was like, have you heard of The Right Stuff? And I was like, no.
No.
And she's like, it's a right-wing dating app. So then she was like, you should download it. And I was like, I'm like not.
I would really prefer not to.
Really prefer not to. She's like, it could be good material though. I'm such a people pleaser. I can't be like, no, that's not. I was like, okay.
And yeah.
And the prompts are insane. One of them is favorite liberal lie.
Oh my God.
And one of them is like your favorite fact about America. Can you imagine loving America so much that you base your sexual preferences off of it?
No.
And these men are just, I mean, I knew they wouldn't be for me. It's almost a good thing to have it because I'm like, well, I know what to look out for on the other apps, I guess.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's like favorite liberal lie. January 6th was blank.
Oh, Jesus.
I couldn't even really fill them out because
and people are using it because all I can think of is that people are just using it as a joke. Like half of these dating apps just don't seem serious to me anymore. But obviously somebody's on there taking, they're like, this is the only one I'd want to meet someone through.
It's like Christian Mingle Plus.
Yeah, that's what I mean? That's the first thing I thought, because Farmers Only sounds fake, not fake. Christian Mingle has been around forever, but like,
I think saying we met on Christian Mingle would be a tough sell.
Because like, you don't want to meet on one of the specific ones. Like even if you met on, even if you met somebody on this right wing one, which for the love of God, don't. Like, you have to tell someone it was Bumble. You can't say we met on The Right Stuff.
The Right Stuff. Yeah, I downloaded it, and now I'm like.
Now you're on a list.
Honestly.
The government, if they weren't watching before, they were just like, oh, shit.
Yeah, they're watching me now. Yeah, a lot of Nicks, you know, a lot of Johns. A lot of Johns, a lot of Dans, a lot of Kevins.
Have you actually had a conversation with any of these guys?
No.
Okay.
I honestly feel guilt that I just can't believe this exists. This app exists. Mm-hmm. And now I'm a part of it.
Now you're on it.
But I meant to delete it today. But it was just one of those things where, like, my friend was like, oh, have you heard of it? You should get on it. And I'm like, no, I don't think so. And then it was like two pushes. I'm like, this is why.
Two pushes. You're like, all right.
Well, it's like how I used to, like, I wouldn't say I was ever a slut. Like, I would always say I'm just a people pleaser.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like the guys I meet on Hinge are just as right wing, to be honest.
I mean, to The Right Stuff's credit, at least those guys aren't trying to, like, hide it. I feel like the ones on Hinge, if they are, like, super conservative, are the ones that get mad if you were to call it out. On The Right Stuff, they're like, what? You came and found me. Like, this is what we would do. So they might, I won't say they're better people, but, like.
At least they're upfront about it.
Yeah.
I know, I hooked up with this guy, and he had right-wing tendencies. I could just feel it in the energy
below the surface.
Yeah, and then he took off his clothes because I obviously was still gonna suck his dick, you know. And he had like a Catholic cross, and I was like, "This is
way too much."
It's like finding out someone's secret. I was like, "Oh,
there it is." Except it wasn't a secret. He's like, "No, I paid to have this branded on me."
Yeah, but it wasn't. You know, it wasn't a spot that you could just see on the regular.
Yeah, you had to get to know him. Yeah, to know
what kind of person he is.
Gotta love that.
But anyway, so that's where I'm at this week.
Awesome.
I sent you this article about this teacher who fucked this student.
Yeah, the theme of our pod. I just like it wasn't. So the whole thing is basically he was 12, right?
Yeah.
She fucked a student. She got pregnant by him, which is how this all came to light, because I guess her husband.
Isn't it? That's how you know God's a man, honestly. Because if a 12-year-old can impregnate someone, that is cruel.
Yeah.
And how old is this woman? She's.
It's late, mid-30s.
God.
It wasn't just that, because, like, it wasn't, like...
It never is.
No, but, like, she was also, like, grooming the other students. I'm like, dude, what are you doing? Number one, like, and this is coming from someone who's clearly not a pedophile or, like, a child molester, but I'm like, I can look at a 12-year-old boy and be like, oh, my God, that's one of the most annoying things that... And girl, honestly, 12 and 13-year-old kids... are a lot. They think they're so much older. They're rude. They're a little bit weird looking, which is not their fault. But like,
of all my mental illnesses I have, I'm so glad that children is not one of them.
No.
But I've said it on this pod and I'll say it again. I do think that teachers who fuck their students when they're female, they don't love doing it. They just love teaching.
Yes. They're just like really committed.
They're really committed. I mean, I personally, I just could never fathom being a teacher, but I wonder when principals like hire teachers, if they have to screen for it now.
I'm sure. I don't know how you do, though.
How do you do it? It's like, were you popular in high school? Uh-oh. Mm-mm. Potential pedophile.
Yeah.
Oh, you go to the football games for fun? Pedophile.
Yeah. You like volunteer to be on like the spirit team or the leadership team or whatever it was that like did things within our school. I don't remember. I wasn't on it. Those are the people that have like cheerleader football energy just 15, 20 years later.
Who have blonde hair, that's a red flag.
Huge red flag. It's just not great. I'm happy I can't wrap my head. Anytime we have a story like this, I'm happy that I can't understand it. Because, again, yeah, it's like, of all the mental illnesses, I'm like, I got that on lock. Not liking kids like that, we're good.
I mean, thank God.
Give me an adult.
It is clearly a mental illness.
Yes. But it's not the one I can feel bad for. I can't give sympathy to a pedophile. I just can't.
No, I can't, obviously. But I'm just...
Like all the other ones I can...
Do you think you develop pedophilia?
I don't know.
Is it that you peaked in middle school? Like, what is it?
I mean, I'm sure a lot of it is just like needing reassurance and having really low self-esteem. So, of course, you're going to go after like the low-hanging fruit. And by low-hanging fruit, I mean somebody that hasn't had
honestly,
a growth spurt yet.
Low-hanging fruit. I don't know if his balls have dropped, to be honest.
I knew you were going to say that. I wasn't going to, but nice. But, like, yeah, like, it'd be somebody that is extremely hot, but they go after just something a little less all the time because they're like, well, that's a guarantee. I know I'm going to get that. But instead of, like, picking the fours off of a dating app or when they're out and about, they pick
the
14-year-old. Yeah. Like... Yeah, the four, height 4'10", like, hasn't really hit it yet. I don't know. It's just, like, that's weird.
I mean, what is she? Is she keeping the baby?
I didn't know.
Imagine being, like, so conservative that you're like, well, I can't have an abortion. It's like, but you can fuck a 12-year-old.
But you can fuck a baby, a child.
Oh, my God. The other thing you sent me, which is so crazy, is this girl went on a Hinge date and... I'll just play it. Hold on.
The Tatcha alone is enough to confirm it for me. The drunk elephant proteini. Oh, girl, you better run. What is this? Scented candles? Sad out? Girl, please. Not the Jolie. Oh, girl. Oh, he's married. Or he's gay. That definitely confirmed it for me. Please. What is this now? Oh, my God. The Dyson. Oh, girl.
So basically, this girl went home with this guy, and he has feminine products, to say the least.
Yeah. Not even just like a moisturizer, which is good. Take care of your skin, men. It's worth it. This is like shit you need to know about. You're watching like recommendation videos on TikTok and Instagram for this kind of stuff.
Yeah. He has like the Jolie shower head. He has Drunk Elephant. He has the Dyson.
He has
air
a full on Dyson Airwrap. Like, it's just not. It's not like a guy, if they're going to blow dry their hair, they're going to get all coiffed up. They're going to go get a Conair from CVS because they just need it to blow dry the hair. They don't need to.
So the
like,
question
style.
Is, would you rather go home with a guy and him be slightly gay or have a girlfriend? I mean,
like slightly gay as in closeted gay, not really, because I'm like, well, that's going to come to light soon. And then
it's also like you're
together.
Having sex with a guy from behind a lot, which I honestly kind of like. Maybe I would prefer a gay guy.
I mean, it's going to end either way.
I just don't know if
I would
wanted...
prefer a little bit gay if I liked him and I'd be like, let's ride this out and see if you are just like you haven't figured out some shit yet. And then maybe I get to use the drunk elephant. That's fine. But if you have a girlfriend, which I mean, evidence was damning. Like,
my thing is like, okay, if you're going to bring a girl home from Hinge,
hide it.
What are you doing?
Why wouldn't you hide everything? There was another video I saw actually recently. I'll have to find it, but it was a girl who, and I don't know why they were apart for a couple months, but she went home or to her boyfriend's place after being apart for 2 months. And she's like, it was great. Everything was clean. And then she opened up the trash can. And the like caption on the video was, looks like the cleaning lady forgot to take out the trash. And there's a condom wrapper in the trash. And that was the giveaway. And she like brought it up. And he was just like, oh, like I jack off into those. She's like, no, you don't. Like,
oh, my God. Don't. That literally happened to my friend.
Yeah.
She believed it. She was like, Hannah, he's a clean guy. I'm like, okay, well, his dishes are piled up in the sink.
Right.
So it's a little odd to me that he is so cleanly when it comes to his cum.
Yeah.
But yet he can't clean one dish.
Yeah, can't keep a bowl clean. No.
He has a dishwasher and his dishes are piled up.
Yeah, no.
Yet he is so OCD, he has to jack off into a condom. That is crazy to me that guys think that you'd believe that.
Yeah. I had a friend who, I think it was a similar situation. I think they were like on again, off again. She and her boyfriend, they are off now. So we've seen the light. But like she went over to his place one day. I think he was gone or whatever. She was looking for something. She says she was looking for like a pen or something. I'm like, no, girl, you were digging, but it's fine. We can play the game. So she was looking through like.
Searching for those pens.
Yeah. You can't ever find a pen. So hard. There's never one when you need one, you know?
To stab him in the eyes when she found the true evidence.
Pretty much. Because she was going through like his side, like his whatever side table thing. And there were condoms in there. And she texted me and she told me that. She's like, I found condoms. I'm like, yeah, he's probably been fucking other people with like. I'm not the friend to come to if you need me to be like, I don't know, maybe. I'm like, no, he's been fucking other people. She's like, I don't know. I don't think so. I'm like, well, ask him about it. Just bring it up. Like, there's no reason for us to be doing this. So she did. And he's like, well, you know, like when we were apart, I was like going out with friends. So I had condoms just in case the guys needed a condom. I'm like, well, what a fucking philanthropist you are, buddy. But no. And she told me this. She's like, yeah. And he just had them in case his friends needed them. And I was so quiet on the phone because I'm like, and you heard that and you're like, mm-hmm, that's what guys do, always looking out, like
the
no.
power of love. But how old was she when this happened?
I mean, old enough, like 25 26.
I feel like that is still like, once you hit 30, it's like,
I mean, yeah, she really wanted it to work, so I get it, but like it didn't, so. And it probably could have ended a lot sooner, aka that day, if she was just like, you know what, I'm not stupid enough for this.
I saw this TikTok today where this girl was like, I mean, I don't know how I feel about this, to be totally honest. So this guy next to her had a wedding ring, and I guess he FaceTimed his wife and kids, and then on the flight got Wi-Fi, downloaded Hinge, and was like pulling dating app photos, I guess, and creating this Hinge. And this girl gets on TikTok and was like, if you are married to a man who wears basketball shorts, he left Chicago at 2:13 p.m. Your husband is cheating on you, which a part of me is like, good for her. But then the other part of me is I'm like, well, what if they have an arrangement and you're just blowing up their spot? I mean, probably not, but like,
I mean, but the thing is, if they have an arrangement and you are calling this girl out, if you're the wife, and you see it, you're like, hey, I appreciate it, thanks. Like, if someone, Ryan and I do not have an open relationship, it is closed off. But FYI,
just so you know, Ryan, if you're listening to this, you will be murdered if you
open absolutely it. And like, I would have multiple hits on you. There's eyes everywhere. But if a girl were to come to me and be like, hey, I just wanted to let you know that I've seen your husband on a dating app, like, nothing happened, but I want you to know that he's on that. And we had an arrangement. I'd be like, I really appreciate it. Thanks so much for letting me know. We do have an open marriage. So, like, good looking out. You're great, but it's not a big deal. And I'm aware. And then that's it. Like,
I would be like, who the fuck is this bitch trying to get likes?
I mean, yeah, if it was like, if it had gone viral, I'd be like, this is really annoying. But
it went pretty viral. And like, I guess her intentions are good, but a part of me is like, or are you using it to get attention for yourself?
I mean, both. That's all of us now. But things like that can get shut down with one comment, with the wife being like, yeah, FYI, guys, like, thanks, but we're good. This isn't what you think it is. And then it's not fun. It's like, if you were to fall down on the street or if you do something embarrassing, if you call out being embarrassed, people can't make fun of you. It's like a self-deprecating thing. Like, it's not fun for people to make fun of you when you did it first. And I think it'd be the same thing. Like, a viral video loses its power when you're like, yeah, no, what you guys think is wrong isn't wrong. It's just our relationship. But okay.
I guess girls be helping girls, which.
Sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes.
Yeah.
And it blows my mind that men continue to do this bullshit when they know that women have fucking phones and a TikTok.
Yeah.
Even this guy with all this women, female products. I'm like. Truly unbelievable. To be like, oh yeah, go use the bathroom. Feel free to take a shower.
Yeah.
A chlorine free shower.
I can understand if he's like, oh, she wouldn't look in the medicine cabinet. It's like, yeah, she would. Everyone does. Like, Amy Poehler in her book talks about the fact, she's like, if you invite me to your house, I am looking through all of your cabinets, which sounds sketchy, except I'm like, yeah, I get it. Like, fine. But so the drunk elephant and all that probably could have been hidden regardless because you're just stupid. But like, maybe he
thought. Or maybe he's trying to flex.
Maybe that's it too. Maybe he's just such a fucking.
You know how like they tell women that if you want a relationship, you kind of have to manifest it by like, there was this one creepy book that's like, you know, put a seat at the table, like make a plate or whatever it is. Yeah. Have you seen this?
No.
It was an old book, but I guess you are supposed to like live like you have a partner so that. You have
that is oh so you're living alone and you're setting a separate
yeah
that's creepy
that's but, so creepy it's like hello
you're just talking to an empty space and that's,
you're summoning
and then
them.
I did this you're such a good listener
but maybe that's what this guy's doing maybe he's like I gotta summon some bitches so I gotta get the Dyson hair wrap
I mean I have heard of guys that are like listen if I have girlfriends over or a girlfriend they're like I don't want them to feel uncomfortable. Like, I've stocked my place with tampons, all this stuff. I just don't think it's going to be taken well. Like, I wouldn't see all that and be like, oh, he's being hospitable. I would be like, oh, another girl has been here. And I don't want to
That's how jaded we are as a society. If a man were to buy tampons, it'd be like, this fucking bitch.
Yeah.
But I also think that is kind of weird to be like, have tampons ready. That means you have girls coming in.
Yeah, there's enough girls around that like you just need them there constantly. No. It's like a weird thing where guys try to explain it. They're like, I was just trying to be a good guy. I'm like, no, you didn't ask a girl if this was something you should do. You asked your guy friends and they weren't listening. So they told you yes.
I mean,
I would. Ooh, you know what, though? If this girl in the video had no intention of ever seeing the man again, I would take the drunk elephant. All the stuff in there that I liked. You can't really steal the Dyson because it's big and like that case is huge. But I would have walked right out of there with all the really good skincare. I'd be like, fuck it. I'm either a horrible person or there's he has a girlfriend, and she's then going to ask why her moisturizer's gone.
Yeah,
I'm also a little bit of a klepto.
Yeah, that's a straight. That's a different disease.
It is
than what we talked about.
But I think justifiable. I'm not just gonna do it to do it.
That's fair. But then what if this guy's a little gay? Then you are just stealing from a gay man, which and that's a that's you're taking from the queer community. It which is thievery. I think.
Yeah, I could totally. That's a hate crime.
It's a hate crime. What you're talking about, Skylar, is a hate crime. Unfortunately,
just wanted you to know. You're the worst, and don't celebrate Pride Month this month, you fucking
I also think
bitch.
There's something about stealing someone's creams that's a little unsanitary. You
a
put
bit.
Your fingers in there, you wipe it all over your face.
Yeah. I mean, I can't take the filtered shower head. I can't
it's
take...
so funny. You got a big purse. It's like, hey, I gotta go. You're just running out like Santa Claus.
The lesson is always bring a big purse on a first date.
You
just
never
in case.
Know what you're gonna find. Well, did I... Maybe I have talked about this on the podcast where in COVID, this guy on Hinge, I was living in DC with my friend and I was really trying to get fucked, which is how I got herpes, actually. Anyway, different story, different time. But
this is only an hour.
It's only an hour. So we'll talk about I have a different life pre-HSV.
Yeah.
Yeah, so this is when I was just a free-flowing slut. No fears in the world. No cares at all.
No.
This guy on Hinge, he messaged me and was like, let's meet up. And this was like in the beginning of COVID when everything was like kind of scary.
Mm-hmm.
But me and my friends were just like getting so drunk and like, it was actually,
not that scary.
Honestly, it was a very fun time in my life. It was like grad school without the class. And I met this guy on Hinge and he was like trying to get me to come over. But I was, or no, he was trying to come over.
Mm-hmm.
But I was like, I'm staying with my friend in a one bedroom apartment. We have to go to your place.
Yeah.
And he was like, okay, but you should know something about me. I do have a roommate. It's actually my girlfriend.
Oh.
And I was like, how the fuck? First of all, how would that even work? Like,
right.
Yeah, I was like, was she open? You know what I mean? Because I'm like, it's COVID. No one's leaving their house. Like, you're inviting me over to you and your girlfriend's house. Is it this is a threesome opportunity?
Right.
I'm potentially interested.
What she look like?
Yeah. Well, can I see pics? And he was like, no, she is a nurse, but we've really grown apart. So he was trying to get me to come over and fuck him while his fucking ICU nurse girlfriend.
In the heart of COVID.
In the heart of COVID. I'm like, okay, what if I got her sick? And then that.
And you have to explain why.
Also, what does she get? Also, I would never fuck someone with a girlfriend. It's just
no.
Not hot.
But definitely not a frontline worker
yeah.
at the time.
Like talk about ringing the bells in a different way.
Yeah.
And I felt so disgusted. And he goes, I know I'm a horrible guy, but like the offer's still on the table. And I'm like, what are you talking about?
Well, no, it's not.
Yeah. No.
Like I'm taking it off.
He thought, horrible guy.
He
thought like... By, you know, being honest with me and make him vulnerable or something. I'm like, you are out of your fucking mind.
No.
Men are out of their fucking minds.
Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, it's the classic guy self-deprecation thing. It's like, you can hate me, but like, blah, blah, blah. Like, I can explain why I'm doing it this way. I'm like, I've already
Isn't
made up my mind
so
here.
Funny where it's like, you don't understand. Like,
I'm like, no, I get it. That's the problem.
You get it.
I fully understand. I'm like completely aware of what's going on here. I just think you're a piece of shit now. And that makes you feel bad.
Yeah. Now I'm hurt.
Yeah. You suck. I'm like, all right. You're right.
I'm the worst. Sorry, buddy, that I wouldn't suck your dick while your wife is saving lives.
Yeah. She's on like
girlfriend, whatever.
Like a 72 hour shift. My bad.
I bet they got married too.
God, I hope not.
I just, yeah, it's really pathetic out there. What was the other thing? I know we had so many. I'm sorry. I'm like.
Oh, well, do you? I mean, it's been talked about ad nauseum at this point, but Kate Middleton. I feel like every theory I've just heard so many from like the things where I'm like, ooh, now I feel bad to wait. That's really, really funny. And it's just the pendulum keeps swinging each day.
I know. Well, I think that the royal family is making it
worse.
Worse.
Yeah.
But I'd be like, everything's fine. We're just going to do a weird Photoshop. It's like, you guys run a country and you can't even get a simple fucking Photoshop
done?
You
couldn't get some Gen Z kid with a, basically like a Photoshop internship to be like, hey, can you fix this pic? We'll pay you $10,000 or pounds.
Also, like, why even post a pic? If she's sick, just let her be sick. I do think she's in rehab. And I think that because I've been to rehab. Mm-hmm. So I think that she is in a place where you cannot take pictures. Mm-hmm. It's you're in a facility.
What do you think she's in rehab for?
I imagine the royal drugs are quite good. Mm-hmm. I think...
They also all look a little bit weird, so you know there's something going on there, but that's more incest than anything.
Yeah, I saw a meme that was like, Prince, what's his name? Harry? No.
William.
William.
But what's his name is a great being like, yeah, buddy, no one gives a fuck about you, sorry.
What's his
You're not doing awesome.
Well, the comparison pic from him at fucking 23 to now is like, someone was like, I'm so glad I do not have this gene pool. But that's what blows my mind. I'm like, this man is getting heinous by the second, yet he's pulling in all this pussy, apparently.
Yeah, what? I don't understand.
Like, I mean, I guess he is royalty.
You're royalty? You have all the money literally in the world, if not the country. Like, the royals are a big fucking deal. You can't afford hair plugs. You can't afford something to make yourself look a little less like your dad and your dad's dad and his sister, because apparently they fucked, like... Fight the incest. There's got to be a way. There's a way for you to look better and less
that
crazy.
That is so true. It's like you look at Steve Carell season one of The Office till now. He somehow looks miraculously better, yet the royal family is just continuing to crumble.
Michael Scott can get it together and Prince William can't. You're going to be a king possibly in a year because everyone is sick. Like, come on. What are you doing? And yeah, then you're, did I send it to you that like, or maybe I forget what it was. There's a picture of Prince William, Kate Middleton, and someone. And he's like, so you're meaning to tell me that he's fucking the horse-faced version of his wife and somehow getting away with it? And that's who you realize it is. It's like some woman with no chin, looks very British, kind of looks like a cartoon. Kind of looks like Ichabod Crane, but like the Disney version.
I don't know.
It's okay. You can look it up and you'll be like, I see. No chin, like... prominent nose, and I wouldn't typically talk about a woman like that, but you're just like, what are you doing? And
oh yeah, she's the one who has a husband who has a gay lover in Paris, apparently.
Yeah,
so my rehab speculation, I think it would be alcohol. I mean, I would certainly be on the sauce if my
I think it's either that or I think it's like an eating disorder facility, because if you look at Kate Middleton, like late college, and obviously all of us have our baby fat, we drink a lot, whatever, in college, you're just a little puffier, but she's gotten like tiny to the point where you're like, that looks like it hurts. And that's not, you've had three children. How? Yeah. So I think it's that. I think it's the stress of all of it. I think it's the stress of your ugly ass husband fucking a less attractive version of anybody and having to hide it because you're royal and all this different stuff. Plus having three kids who apparently are all kind of like little assholes. I think that's a lot for a person to deal with. And I think not even.
I just wonder if she's seen the memes, because I do think they are so funny that like, even though it is at her expense and she's probably going through a really tough time, some of those gotta crack a smile.
I mean, she's British. She has a good sense of humor.
You think?
Yeah.
Do the British have
the Brits are really funny. They're just more dry than we are.
Yes, I would agree. Okay.
So I think she would find it funny if she was in the place too. I also don't think she likes the royal family very much. So
why do you think that?
Because I don't think anyone does. There's either the royalists who are in Britain and they love the royal family. I also think the queen, for like all of her faults, was at least like pretty fucking impressive to run the country for that long and do all the stuff that she did. She was also very smart and had a good sense of humor. Probably not the best person in the world, but whatever. I think when she passed away, I think a lot of people were like, wait, fuck, what's going to happen? And things just started to crumble after that. Mm. Like, Harry came out with his memoir. I'm pretty sure he respected his grandma enough to wait until she died. I think he was sitting on that for a little bit and was just waiting for her to pass away and then released it.
Oh, my God. Speaking of, Anna Marie Tendler.
Yeah.
So she's dropped that she's like... doing this memoir.
Yeah.
It's, by the way, it doesn't come out till August.
It was
very off.
Okay.
But then it came out that Olivia Munn mm-hmm. had a double mastectomy, and that was in April. Or no, that was in...
I think it was just recently, wasn't it?
It was recently, but it was like...
Like, she's been...
they've been sitting on this information. And I'm like, are they just trying to cover
up the book? I said the same thing.
I was like, because then they're posting videos of her hugging the nurse. Like, they knew that book was going to come out. And so they are.
It is because now it makes Anne-Marie Tendler look like a dick for talking any kind of shit. Like, you can't talk shit about someone
who has cancer.
Cancer's the trump card. I thought the exact same thing. I think I said that to Ryan. I'm like, I don't think this is okay to say, but here we go. I'm like, I obviously, she's not faking any of it. It's not that. But it's just like, the timing to release this information is going to drown that book because everyone's going to be like, I mean, well, I can't. Like, I think it'll still be, people are going to read it because we're all fucking nosy, but you're going to not feel as good about it. You're not going to see John Mulaney as a bad guy. And if she names Olivia Munn,
it's just weird. The timing.
It's just the timing of it. Yeah. And anytime people are like, oh, no, we didn't think of it that way. It was just coincidence. Like, we thought it was time. I'm like, PR is what it is these days. That, like, you don't, if we're thinking it and we don't professionally work in PR, a person that is a professional PR person for celebs, like, you're not thinking that'll be the thing. You'd have to think of every scenario and then be like, okay, it's still worth releasing.
Because now if you Google John Mulaney and Olivia Munn, this comes up.
Yeah, exactly.
Instead of the book.
Yeah.
Which I think is genius.
So smart.
But also horrible that she went through that. I do feel.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God.
But genius PR.
Smart girl. smart girl.
Yeah. I mean, I can't imagine.
And with Kate Middleton, I'm like, I feel like the press around the royal family is always so insane. Like, there's no way you don't, a similar thing, you don't pick up on certain things and how to frame it and all of that. So it's just, I feel like someone is dropping the ball.
It's embarrassing. They are fumbling this so hard.
So bad, yeah.
It's like, it makes you realize, like, not that I was ever against Meghan Markle, but, like, you see that and you're like, leave the circus.
Get out of there, yeah.
That does sound like a literal nightmare. Watch her just be like, I'm tired. You know what I mean?
Just like, guys, I've just been like, I took a step back. I threw away my phone for a little bit. I turned it off.
Do you think he's actually cheating?
Yeah. Because I think he just doesn't give a shit. I don't think any of them give a shit about any of it.
Everyone cheats, huh?
Uh-huh. I think in a position of power, because your mind is so fucked up on being like, well, what's the repercussion? I don't have repercussions. So you don't think of it as like a cause and effect kind of thing, because in your life, there really isn't an effect.
Hmm.
You just do it and then people aren't happy, but you're like, well, okay. And then you just keep on going through life.
I wonder if I were to marry really rich, if I knew my husband was cheating on me, what I would do. I think I would just continue to spend money and then start cheating on him. It just sounds toxic.
Oh, it's horrible. Yeah. I think there's a lot of people with agreements like that where it's just like, we're both going to be here. We're both going to make, we're going to not make, but have the money. I'm going to do whatever I want and you're going to look the other way, but you're going to either also cheat on me or this is how you're going to like.
It actually sounds so miserable.
It sounds terrible. Yeah. Because at that point, it's like, why wouldn't you just both, aside from the money thing, it's like, just be, that was always my thing with cheating. Why wouldn't you just be single? Anytime someone has like.
Because you need attention.
But you can get so much attention single.
But I feel like men fall apart. They're like, oh, I don't know, like the classic, where's my tie? Like, I don't. Did you get my boots? You know.
How do I do this? It's like, I don't know, fucking figure it out. Like, drunk elephant guy. He either just does not give a fuck. And he's like, well, I'm single and a girl left this year. Like, these are just remnants of old girls or a girl that I'm fucking around on and just doesn't care. And it's, but he's doing the thing where it's just like, if you're gonna be single, you're allowed to do whatever you want and you don't have to apologize for it because you're like, we're not dating. You are not my girlfriend or my wife. We don't have to do any of this. And it sounds shitty and you're not that great of a person, but you're a way better person than the guy that won't own the fact that he just wants to fuck other people. Don't be in a relationship if you want to fuck somebody new or like go after hot girls. It's fine.
Men be being dogs though.
Yeah, I know.
It's just a weird, I think it is like a weird power thing too to know you have someone. It's got to be like stealing, right?
Yeah.
It's the same kind of rush.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just so tired. And I, you know, I just don't think I could do that. Once you catch one venereal disease, you're like, you kind of retire, you know?
Yeah.
My jersey's in the rafters. I just want to have a nice, I just want to have a nice missionary situation.
Yeah.
A good old fashioned Christian Mingle. Maybe I should download
Christian. Maybe. I think what you're looking for might be on Christian Mingle. You just have to find like the progressive one.
What was the other thing I said to you?
The dog girl.
Oh my God. So there's a girl who identifies as a dog.
Mm-hmm.
And she goes to the bathroom outside, sleeps in a crate, and she has handlers. I mean, how inconvenient can you make yourself?
Also, get your shit together. Her name, her dog name is Meow. Be consistent. What are you doing? She's like, I'm a dog named Meow.
No, can you not. Imagine you have handlers?
No. I don't even like my boss really telling me what to do. I can't imagine pooping outside and then having someone like give me a dog biscuit, which also I don't know if she's actually eating them or it's just like,
quote, unquote, dog I've biscuit. Had a dog biscuit off a dare that I did to myself and
you were hungry.
I was hungry. I was like, well, we'll just try it. Honestly, sometimes the jerky is not that bad. Anyway, yeah. I have had dog treats, but I do not identify as a dog. I identify as hungry.
Yeah.
But for a woman to identify as a dog, have handlers, and need to shit outside, it is like, how much fucking attention do you need? And this is coming from a woman with a podcast.
Mm-hmm. I love people loving me, and I have no intention of... Everyone loves dogs. That would be where I draw the line. I'd be like, I'm going to just ride it out as a girl. I'm going to see how this goes.
It does take the transitioning thing. Like, she is a what Republicans say will happen if we let people become trans.
I know, which is rough.
It's oh, so,
no pun intended, but it's rough.
It's rough, rough.
Fuck. I know, and I hate that.
Because it's like, so bad.
It's hard enough for people. Like, don't give the right stuff guys more ammo than they already have.
To be fair, we did read this from the New York Post, so it is a right wing. It does feel like a right wing.
Yeah. It feels like it's an article that's now been published, so there's something to point to if you have a reason, if you're just trying to be a shitty person. Like, now it's there and it's like, I read an article once. It's like, please consider the source, but unfortunately, yeah, you did.
If I were to tell you that I'm now identifying as a dog and I need you to take me on a walk outside, like, what would you say in that moment?
I would say no. And I'd be like, Hannah, we need to figure something. Like, we need to.
What medication does that girl need? Because she needs something. She needs to stop doing drugs. That might be the issue.
She needs to get off the internet. She's a streamer. So I don't know what that means because I'm an adult. But I think it basically means you just like live your life in front of a camera. It's like your own personal reality show because you can't get on Summer House or something. So this is what you do. And it's just for attention and for all these people. And like, listen, we are not opposed to fetishes here.
I am. Actually.
We're relatively open-minded.
If anything, a foot fetish, I'm not open-minded about
something. But like, this isn't even someone being a furry or something like that. Like, this is, I don't think.
Taking a shit outside is literally illegal.
Yeah, it's gross.
It's just so insensitive. If you were to identify as any other animal, what would it be? I think I would be a cat because then I would never have to leave my house.
Yeah.
That's where this bitch is. It's like, get a litter box. If you're going to do this, just go shit.
Be a cat. I don't understand why her name is Meow. Why did you choose dog over cat? I feel like this is going against.
Because then you need other people, and then that's like a codependent situation. Clearly, she's codependent.
I guess.
I would maybe identify as like a sloth.
I was thinking a sloth. Because.
Then I'd never move.
Mm-mm. Takes you 3 hours to do everything and no one can get mad. You're like, that's just evolution. That's just what they do.
Yeah, that's who I be.
Yeah. This is my natural instinct.
It's pretty unbelievable that this person exists. But then it's like, is it?
It's not. I feel like anytime I think of something crazy anymore, I'm just like, I'm not the first person. I'm not special enough to be the first person to think of this.
That's why I hate the internet, because I'm like, these are situations that are none of my business. The fact that I know that there's a girl out there who's taking shits outside and streaming it is literally none of my business.
No.
But somehow it's become my business. I feel upset.
Yeah. I feel like if I'm not well informed, if I'm not on the internet, then I'm not well informed. But then you come across shit like this and you're like, I just want to be up to date on current events, but I don't want to know about Meow.
Yeah. It's the same kind of with like, they might ban TikTok,
yeah.
Which I'm like, burn it to the ground.
Yeah, I don't fucking care. I'm too old to
care. My mom got a TikTok. I'm like, it's time for it to end. Mm-hmm.
It's like Facebook. It's like when we were all on Facebook posting our photos from college, seemed like a safe space. And then you get a friend request from your mom and you're like, it's done now. We've done it.
Well, you know, I posted that clip where I said I identified as a disabled lesbian.
Yeah.
And my mom was like, you know, Hannah, if you're applying to jobs, I really don't think you should discuss your disabilities. And I was like, you only know that because you now follow me on TikTok.
Yeah. Be a lot better for us all if you just pretended I was the version you see in front of you every day.
Yeah.
I still don't know that my mom remembers that we do this podcast, but at this point, like,
it's for the best.
It is. I don't bring it up when I'm at home.
I say get rid of TikTok.
I have no problem with getting rid of TikTok.
I get in holes on TikTok where I'm like learning, like that woman who had, I didn't get that far with it, who had that like 47 part series about a guy who lied to her.
Yeah, I don't know.
I couldn't do it.
I need that condensed. I don't have the...
Exactly. Learn how to... This bitch got an agent and now she's signing on for a TV show. And I'm like, as someone who went to film school and has been trying to do this shit for 10 fucking years, I need to meet a man who's going to lie to me, steal my identity and all my money. And then suddenly I'm a goddamn star.
Yeah, that's all it took.
People are bringing their...
You would have been staying in a lot more relationships if you knew that was going to be the end game. You'd be like, this is fine. I can tough it out.
Trust me. I've been trying. And these men are just... Last week, I thought I was killing it. Dating is like gambling. It really is. Because sometimes you're up and then you're down. And then you lose it all. And you're like, fuck, now I got to put more money in.
Yeah.
More money and more time.
Mm-mm. Well, not for fucking shit like that, but...
But that's what gambling is.
Yeah, I know.
It's a waste of time and it burns through your wallet.
Burns through your savings. And by savings, I mean like your emotional well-being and all that.
Yeah. So I'm back to square one. I've got no dates. But I think that's for the best.
It's getting nice outside. You can start meeting people in person.
I know. We need to figure out bars. Where do the 30-year-olds go?
I was thinking this last night because I was like feeling guilty about... I've been taking it very easy on drinking the past like couple months, mostly just because I'm like, I have shit to do. I don't really want, like, I'm trying to write this book and not just say I'm writing it. So I'm trying to wake up and do all this stuff. Just don't want to feel like shit, even if it's a mild hangover. I just don't want it anymore. So I'm like, I don't know, just easing up on all that. So last night I was feeling A, like an old person. B, I'm just like, I'm not fun and I want to be out and about with people because it's St. Paddy's Day and all that. But I'm like, but I don't want to go drink. And Ryan was off doing something. So I'm like, I like literally just walked around the city and saw all these other people getting like fucked up. I saw at least 3 girls crying, which I'm like, this is why I'm happy that I'm not doing
this
today.
That's pretty low for St. Paddy's weekend.
I know.
Only 3?
I also had to sidestep like 4 piles of puke. It was a big night. But I did all that and I was just like, I don't know. I need to know what to go do that isn't involving drinking or just being around people. I can go to a bar and not drink. Like, that's not a big deal. But I'm like, I don't know where to go because everywhere was people that were between the ages of like 21 and 26. And I'm like, I don't have the patience for that. And I knew I couldn't convince any friend to go and do that because I'm like, that's not the vibe I wanted. I just wanted to go be around people that were adults.
I know. I actually went on a date with a guy and we were trying to figure out where we could meet single people. Clearly the date wasn't going that well.
Yeah.
We're like, where can we meet people our age? We're literally on a date being like, where do we go?
No, I don't know. Because if you go to like a wine bar, because I thought of that. I'm like, oh, I'll just go to Vince or Vint or something, sit at the bar and get a glass of wine to myself. Like, that's fun. And then I'm like, honestly, I don't really feel like I don't want the glass of wine. So I'm not going to go do that. But I'm like, but you do that. And I don't think people like approach you. No one's really talking to each other in that scenario. The only, and maybe this is because this is all I'm used to, but like the only place I can think of that you get a conversation going with strangers is at like a sports bar or something. And that just wasn't the vibe. So I have no idea how that works. I don't know where to go.
I mean, I saw a cute guy at Rin Tin Tin the other day.
Hmm.
I don't know if he was cute or if I've just been unable to get a hard dick inside of me since August, but I was gonna maybe try to hit on him, but then he had painted nails, and I know that sounds insensitive and maybe judgmental, but I was just like, I haven't hit that level of progression yet.
What color?
Black.
Mm. They might have been Sharpie. You never know.
Either way, yeah. I just don't know if I need a finger polish nail that isn't a woman up my vagina.
Yeah. I said that chips off. I don't know what happens up there.
Well, you know.
Self-cleaning like oven. But I guess that and Mother's Ruin, aren't they right next to each other? Yeah. That area, I feel like. But again, I feel like it's not a calm place. Clearly the people are there, but then it's just like, are they? Do all of them have painted nails?
I mean, are any of them single?
I don't know.
Where are all the single people? They're online, but it's just so bleak.
Yeah.
No. It's literally like shopping on Shein. You know what I mean? That's what it feels like to do the dating apps.
Yeah.
I'm like, which sweater am I going to wear for one night only?
And then have it fall apart.
And have it fall apart and smell bad and make me feel bad about myself.
Yeah.
Anyway. Well, we're entering the final phase of the pod. Do we have anything else we want to talk about? Oh my gosh. This 35-year-old life coach, she just flew over 5,000 miles for her first date. Speaking of desperation, this woman flew 5,000 miles for a first date, which I'm not opposed to doing, to be honest.
No, I don't.
I would fly.
If the person seemed good enough, I don't, because I think there's a lot to be said for being like, your person just might not be within this 3-mile radius or these 8 million
but
people.
For 3-mile radius or 3,000-mile radius?
I mean, that's what you're the person that's best for you just might not live where you live. But if you are able to connect with them and you're like, all right, I'm willing to fly the 5,000 miles. It doesn't sound like it went well, right?
I don't know, actually.
I don't remember. But I feel like
that's a risk you have to take.
Yeah.
You can't just... I once drove to the Hamptons for this guy I met on Hinge. He was a caddy in the Hamptons. Mm-hmm. He identified as a painter, but he was a caddy in the Hamptons. And he was like always messaging me, always calling me. We were always FaceTiming. And I was like, fuck this. And I drove out to the Hamptons. And he came and met me at the hotel that I got for myself and told me he just didn't see this going anywhere. And I was like, then why were you messaging me so much?
Yeah.
Like, why put in all that effort? And I showed up and he like couldn't believe that I came to the Hamptons. I mean, to be honest, looking back, I can't believe it. He had a Grateful Dead tattoo on his upper thigh. And I'm like, why won't he commit?
Yeah, it's like, this is so weird.
No, so I would travel 100%.
I would, yeah.
I went out with a guy who was like, yeah, I have this trip booked for Tuscany, but I don't know if I'm going to go because I don't have anyone to go with. And I was like, that's an invitation, right? Yeah.
Yes.
First date, that's an invitation.
You don't let people in on your plans if you don't want them to.
Unless he's just trying to brag about his money. But I was like, I could go.
Like, it still works. That's fine.
I could go to Tuscany.
Yeah, I can ignore the fact that you're humble bragging and being a little bit of a douche. It's a lot easier when you're looking out over like the vineyard.
Yeah. Also, like, I don't drink and this guy was kind of an alcoholic. So I was like, this feels like a perfect situation because you wouldn't have to split a bottle of wine. You just get
that's
one yourself.
Yours. Oh, you want the whole thing? No problem.
And I just have get to be it. In Tuscany with my outfits. Are you kidding?
Yeah, incredible.
But then he ghosted me. So I don't think it was as
overt of an invitation.
Yeah, as I thought. But I did have my bags packed and I did make sure my passport was up to date because I thought that was an invitation.
Didn't not sound like it. If he already lived in Tuscany, like let's say somehow you met and he was there and then he was like, oh, Hannah, if only we could be together, would you then buy the ticket? Like,
okay, here's my issue going to Europe with a guy. It could easily be a sex trade.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm constantly convinced. I'm being sex trafficked at any given point.
Like, I know. Someone's nice to me. You said you witnessed sex trafficking at the Burlington Coat Factory. Mm-hmm. So I...
Every time I'm there, I'm assuming that's what's going down. But if someone did it to you, if someone was like, oh, I wish we could be together, Hannah, and they traveled the 5,000 miles to you, how would you interpret that?
Ooh, good question. I think I would be like too clingy. Mm-hmm. He's looking for a green card.
Right. So...
So what you're saying is the perception of me might be too desperate.
I think it just depends on how the conversation's going up until
okay, but point. I also think that driving to the Hamptons is very different than flying from Italy.
True. So I don't think the Hamptons thing was desperate. I think it was somebody doing what everyone has done, apparently, where they're just like, Hannah, you're so great. Like, oh, why can't we do it? And you're like, I can make it happen. It's fine. And you actually put in the effort. And then they're like, oh, it's too much.
Yeah. He was like, I wish we could be together. I'm like, not an issue.
Yeah. Drive out. See you in 3 hours.
I got a hotel room. And he's like, what? He was shocked. But, you know, shockingly, I'm still single, you know, and I'm willing to take those risks.
Is it possible for dating apps? Because I know it's so much like you're just closing it off to like your general area. Can you open up like a Raya or a Bumble or something to California or anywhere else?
Raya is everywhere.
Okay.
I actually do think I've been on too many dates to do that now. And I'm also sober. If I was drinking alcohol, I would 100% be traveling to meet men, but being sober and being like, that's not normal.
It's just a lot of effort.
If it was a guy that we had a mutual friend with and we met at a wedding, you know.
Yeah, I know. That's a good point. If it's there's someone that can vouch that like knows them in LA or knows them in Italy or know like is around them enough in that area that you're like, okay, I trust that you see this guy enough.
Yeah.
That's, yeah.
Then I would 100%.
Oh, yeah. Because if you get rejected, cool, you just get to visit your friend. But you also would hope your friend's not enough of a dick to, like, mislead you in any way.
I've been misled.
I've been misled, too. I've traveled to someone for their birthday once, and all the friends seemed to think it was a great idea because I asked. I'm like, is this a weird thing for me to do? They're like, no, he'll love it. He did not love it. He did not love it at all. We still hooked up that night, but he was texting the girl that he is now married to that morning because I saw it. So I think oopsies.
Well, you know, I think it's important to take big swings.
I do, too.
I'm a hopeless romantic at the end of the day.
I think that's one of those things. Again, if someone shows up and all the signs were pointing to yes and then they point to no because they were just like being sketchy or whatever, but you actually took the big swing and made the big effort. You feel embarrassed and it feels shitty, but at least you did it. Because we've said this before. If it turns out well, that story is a completely different story. Like,
I know.
It's creepy really cute and romantic. Yeah.
Unfortunately, I have done this so many times that I am just now a creepy person. Like, and it's not worked out for me enough times where I'm like, I think I just need to reevaluate my choices, actually. I actually now would not travel for a man. Now that I'm talking this out, I've traveled so far for a man. The amount of Delta points I've lost to the dick is incredible.
Yeah.
So
the trick is when they're traveling to you, you still give them your Delta number so you get those points.
I would let a guy travel to me, actually, but I would make him get a hotel room.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. If it's like one of the first times you're meeting someone or like spending time with them in that way, I don't want them in my apartment either. Like,
no.
You would want them to, because if it's like, if this goes south, you need somewhere to go and I need you to not be in my home.
Yeah. Okay, let's wrap up. Speaking of overstaying our welcome, thanks for listening.
Bye. Bye.
Everyone is talking about magnesium. It's all you hear about. But why? What do we know about magnesium? Well, magnesium is the number one mineral that 75% of Americans are deficient in. If you are a woman over 35, magnesium will help you rediscover balance, energy, and vitality. Magnesium supports more than 300 enzymatic reactions in your body, including those involved in hormonal balance. From functional medicine doctors to mental well-being and female hormone experts, we all know that magnesium is the one mineral to improve all aspects of well-being and health. But which one? Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, the trusted choice recommended by leading experts, with 7 best-absorbed forms of magnesium to ensure your body receives the support it needs for overall well-being. Go to bioptimizers.com/balance today and use code BALANCE10 for 10% off. Support your journey to wellness at bioptimizers.com/balance. Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, your foundation to optimal health and vitality.